Today we're going to study a tshuva responsum by the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He was born in 1816 in Mir and he died in 1893 in Warsaw. He was known, as I mentioned, as the Netziv. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. For most of the second half of the 19th century, he wrote a number of svarim, including Hamikdavar, a Torah commentary. He wrote tshuvos entitled Meshiv Davar. It is important to understand the context of our tshuva that we're going to study today before we delve into it. The Netziv lives in a world where there is division. There is division between Hasidim and Misnagdim. It was really bad at the end of the 18th century when the Vilna Gaon was alive, and it toned down a little bit in the beginning of the 19th century when Rav Chaim Volozhin was far more moderate in practice towards Hasidus. Of course, the beginning of the 19th century brought about another division when the Reform movement spread throughout much of Western Europe, and there was debate and discussion among traditional rabbinic leaders about how to relate to them. For example, in Germany, the first advocated for Ostreit, or withdrawal of its Orthodox Jewish community in Frankfurt from the larger, predominantly non-observant communities to which the German government had obligated them to belong and to support financially. In contrast, Rav Israel Hildesheimer in Berlin was willing to work with non-Orthodox Jews, even ones with whom he had sharp ideological differences or whose lifestyles were antithetical to the religious values that he held dear. What is the value of unity and what price are we willing to pay for unity? To what extent should we be concerned that engaging with the broader Jewish community will spiritually be harmful for us? What is the view of the Rosh Yeshiva of the premier 19th century yeshiva on these issues? One important source, which is a nice introduction to the tshuva, is a comment that Netziv wrote in his introduction to Sefer Bereishis. When he wrote that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar, the book of the straight, because the Avos were Yesharim, and he explains what it means to be Yashar. He writes that the Jews of the second base of Migdash were righteous, pious, and involved in Torah study, but they were not Yashar. They were not proper or straight in the ways of the world because they hated each other in their hearts, and they suspected anyone who did not act according to them in a God-fearing way to be a Sadducee or an Epicurus, and it ultimately led to the evils and the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Machzike Hadas was a Haredi Jewish political party in the 19th century in Austria-Hungary. Now, the mouthpiece of the organization was a newspaper of the same name, and it emerged as another tool to preserve tradition. And the tshuva is Shut Meshiv Davar, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Dalet, and it's a tshuva about Al Yaminu Small, about right or left. And he begins a tshuva by writing that he saw in this, in one of the newspapers, one of the editions of Machzike Hadas, that the author of the author of this newspaper wrote something, and he then feels compelled to offer his opinion on a question that was asked in the newspaper. What was the question? The question is, Yuchal Das Yisrael Echalik Lishlosha Gezarim. Should the Jewish people split into three groups, left, right, and center? And the tshuva, and I guess the author of this party in his editorial in Machzike Hadas wrote that the right are those who are generally withdrawn from the world, the righteous who have distanced themselves from all, from the world, and Asher lo yanu me'olama hazeh afilu be'etzbaktara, they wouldn't benefit from this world even with a small finger. And opposite them are Rishayim, wicked people, parke ol Torah v'yira, they have thrown off the yoke of Torah and God and fear of God. And then Mitzayim, the people in the middle of the road, they're tamimim, they're pure in their ways, and they don't reject the Torah. So that's his question. It's not clear at the beginning of the tshuva for what purpose this editor of Machzike Hadas asked this question. And then Netziv writes, yeah, maybe there are three groups, but there's a different division. He said that there that when it comes to there he says that in the midst of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the midst of loving Hashem, there are two different ways you can love Hashem. One is to Yimsar Gufo V'Nafsho V'Chol Ritzono L'Ratzon Hashem, that you sacrifice your life and your very essence to serve God. That you're willing to do anything for God. You're willing to even give up your life for God. That's one aspect of V'Havta Hashem Elokecha, being willing to give up your life on Kiddush Hashem. But the second explanation is that you're constantly thinking about God. You're full of dveikus. You're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're so you're lovesick for Hashem, and you're always thinking about Hashem. And he's saying that this second definition of Ahava, of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, is this is the way of Chasidus. This is the way of someone who is very pious, and he is someone who engages in hispodedus. He separates himself from the world, and this is the way of the Chasidus. He said that there are philosophers who are perhaps on the left. They observe halacha, but they don't focus on this dveikus. And there's a middle group that engages in dveikus during tefillah, but not the rest of the day. And then he said there also you could have the left, center, and right. The left is again the right is Hasidim who withdraw from the world. The left are philosophers who follow the Torah, but they do not withdraw from the world. And the people in the middle who the people in the middle who engage in this dveikus during tefillah, but not the rest of the day. And he also he mentioned that there are two groups of Hasidim. You have those who are, besides the people who withdraw from the world, you have other types of Hasidim. Those who are mezakeh, the masses to do mitzvos, those who cause others to help others do mitzvos, or that they observe mitzvos in a very scrupulous manner. And it's this point that there are Hasidim who don't simply withdraw from the world. But in his point, first to respond to this editor of Machzik Yadas, is that if you want to divide the Jewish people to three groups, there are different ways to join to categorize them in three groups. In fact, you could have more than three groups of people. But what's the real question? The real question is that the editor of Machzik Yadas thinks that we are less frum than in previous generations, that we're concerned that people are going to go off the derech. And he writes, "Bederech hakodmim lo hayu habeinonim b'sakada." He said that in earlier generations we weren't in such danger. Kol kach sheyifrak ol Torah mitzvos kvo anashim hazarim parkei ol shel metzuyim b'chol dar. That in previous generations there wasn't such a spiritual danger as there is now of people going off the derech. And then the editor thinks that the way to keep people on the derech is to separate into different groups. That those on the right will just be with the people on the right, those in the middle will be just be with people in the middle, those on the left will be just people with the letter on the left. The key is separate. The key is to form different Jewish groups so we don't get influenced by the other, and that's the way to preserve tradition. This is the idea of the editor of Machzik Yadas, who wants to separate. What's the Netziv response? The Netziv disagrees. So first of all, he says, who said people are much worse off spiritually than in the past? Historically, there was a big Yetzer Hara for idolatry. That was much greater than nowadays. But he is against the idea of separation for the same reason as he mentioned in his introduction in HaMikdavar to Sefer Bereishis. What's the concern? The concern is once you start separating, once you start saying that you're in and you're out, it's going to lead to the Churban, it's going to lead to hatred. Once you create groups of who you will or will not associate with, then you're going to start to judge individuals more and more. You're going to start to persecute others more and more. And he said, and he writes that in fact, when we're in the galus, when we're in exile, our strength comes from unity. And it's also not natural to be separate. So he is against the idea of separation to stop people from going off the derech. He feels it's going to lead to churban, it's going to lead to hatred, and this is not the way to go. So what is the way to go? So he says, Ela imbanu lechazek esadas bikirbeinu. If we want to strengthen our religion, then aleinu lisbonim midoros harishonim. We need to understand, examine what earlier generations did to strengthen our religion. It wasn't to separate. Think about what Chizkiyahu did, he writes. Ma'asa na'atz cherev beis ha-medrash. Chizkiyahu pierced the sword in the beis ha-medrash. Vamar, he said, kol mi she'eino osek b'Torah yidakir b'charev. Anyone who doesn't occupy himself with Torah will be pierced by the sword. And he says, even though the Torah study was shelo lishma, was not for the sake of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it was simply so that they wouldn't be killed. This strengthened religion. And he cites, not only did Chizkiyahu do this, Yoshiyahu did this as well, that he encouraged the Kohanim who were, or the Leviim who were in the Mikdash the whole time, to go out to the people and to teach the people. And he said also, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah versus Rabbi Gamliel, that the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Chav Ches, that after Rabbi Gamliel was deposed and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, he added benches to the base medrash. Rabbi Gamliel said, anyone who's not Tochel Kaboro, anyone who doesn't have a certain moral fiber, he can't study Torah, he can't come to the base medrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah let everyone in, because at the end of the day, it's not a sin if you study Torah for it to be glorified. And in fact, he brings the story of Balak, that the Gemara writes that in Sanhedrin, that you should always occupy yourself in Torah mitzvahs, even shelo lishma, mitol shelo shelo balishma, that first if you do it not for the right reasons, eventually it will be for the right reasons. What does that mean? Not simply that, if you start off doing it for the wrong reasons, then you're going to end up doing it for the right reasons. Maybe not that. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that says that Shebischar arba'im yishtayim karbanos sheikriv Balak, that because in the reward of the 42 sacrifices that Balak sacrificed, Zacha v'yatsu menu Rus, Rus came out from him. So what does Shalishma and Balishma mean? It means that even though what you do is completely not for the right reasons, not for the right motivations like Balak, eventually something will come of it that will be lishma, which in that case was Rus. Therefore, the Netziv is of the view that it's Torah study. That's what will strengthen us, even if the motivation is not lishma, is not for the sake of Torah study. And he also writes that ve'esek haTorah b'kibbutz balabatim yegorim l'mayim machlokes b'Yisrael. That gathering together to study Torah will lead to less fighting among Klal Yisrael and will strengthen religion. Why? Because he said at the end of the day, many people are not so much against religion. All we need to do, they're not like anti-religion. They just don't know anything or they don't know much. So we just need to study with them and they will realize that the reformers are wrong. There are obviously some reformers who want to totally, radically change the Torah. But most people don't know one way or the other. And the way to influence them or at least to create some sense of unity, is just to study with them, to learn with them, and they'll see that our interpretation of Torah is correct and the reformers are wrong. And again, he writes that another goal of Torah study is to clarify what is real religion and not simply what some people say, Rahman Ali Baboy, the Torah only cares about my heart. And we look for Torah sources to guide us as to what is right and not based on what society says is right. And what's fascinating is that the Netziv in this tshuva comes from a place of confidence. Sometimes if we are insecure about our religious beliefs, then we will simply call someone else treif, and we will say, don't associate with that person. In reality, that weakens the Jewish community. It causes greater machlokas. And we are strongest if we're unified, even if we have different beliefs. And the real solution, according to the Netziv, is to study Torah, to teach Torah, to learn Torah with other people, even people who may be studying not for the right reasons. And we should not be afraid of misinterpretation or of lack of respect associated with it, because the goal is to make it accessible to all, with all the challenges associated with it. This is the best method to keep the Jewish people unified. Not simply stay away, not separate, but to spread Torah even shelo lishma, even for ulterior motives. This is a very powerful piece, not just for the Netziv of the 19th century, but even for us today, the implications that the way we keep people committed is not to tell them stay away from this person predominantly. The way is just study Torah with them. Learn Torah, let them see the truth, and Torah ultimately will sell itself.